Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So Liz DeMarco Wineman, does the CEO get Martin Luther King Day off today?
Yes, but not really. It just means I don't have to show up somewhere, but I never get a day off, as anybody knows who started their own company. So you don't have a day off.
What's the name of your company?
It's called the Dare Force Corporation. So it's a take on, you know, D-A-R-E, but also that careers can soar again in midlife.
And you've experienced this yourself personally, right?
Yes, I have.
Susan Price, how about you? I know you get Monday off for your day job, but what about your startup business? Are you working today?
I am, actually. I have a client meeting at 10 o'clock.
And this is your business as a career coach?
Yes. I have a private boutique practice that I started in 2010 as a way to supplement income, and found that it's actually what I want to do with the rest of my life.
All right. So to both of you, this idea of a second act in America, while everyone seems to believe they can get a second act, it's unusual for you to set out as a businesswoman this late in your career. Liz DeMarco Wineman, did you ever think you'd run a startup, and how did you decide to do it?
I always thought I would run a startup because I spent my career in an industry that really favors youth, if you will. You know, ad agencies are 80 hours a week. You know, you're on the road constantly. And what I learned about branding and getting new business and cultivating clients and all of those things, I knew that at some point in my life, I would do my own business. I didn't think that it was going to be this. And the way that, you know, in a very brief summary, the way this came about is when I went to business school in mid-career in my 50s, none of the case histories were about women who started and ran valuable companies. And so I did my master's thesis on women who reinvented themselves over 40 and even 50, and found that, you know, some of the most valued brands and organizations in the world, like Weight Watchers and the Girl Scouts of America and Liz Claiborne and Mary Kay and all those companies were all started by women who were in their 40s and even 50s and after great adversity. So that was really inspirational to me. And I turned it into a book, taking business school principles of strategy, marketing, leadership, and operations and applying them to essentially planning your life.
When did you get your MBA, Liz?
I got my MBA in 2009. And
2009,
you know,
all right. And Susan Price, when did you decide to go get an MBA?
Well, I was kind of in the same ballpark. I already had one master's degree in organizational dynamics, and that was in 2004. And then I just kind of thought, I really love academics. So I graduated in 2009 as well. I actually was in the middle of my MBA when I got laid off from my lifelong corporate career and made the decision to finish the MBA on my own.
How do you, and both of you seem to have made this decision at the same moment in American business history, how do you decide to jump into the lake as a startup business person in the middle of the worst, it would seem, corporate climate in a generation? Susan?
Well, again, I think mine was out of necessity. The first job I got after I was laid off took me a year to find. And, you know, my joke was when I left my corporate career, I wanted to be making more money and be closer to home. And the next job I got, I was further away and I was making half the money I had been. So I needed something to supplement my income so that I wasn't consistently dipping into my savings every month. And I, you know, looked around and thought about, and this is a question that I ask all my clients now who can't figure out what they want to do, is what do people come to you for? What do people come and ask you for your advice? And those are the things that people consider you to be good at. And so my stuff was all around career, life choices, and those types of decisions that people sought me out. And so that's what I created, was a business that helped people figure that out for themselves.
Liz DeMarco Wineman, does the job market in America value women in their 60s, particularly in the middle of an economic downturn?
ageism persists. And I think that what I realized even when I was in business school is, you know, you go through the first few months where it's all about statistics and corporate finance, and you're surrounded by, you know, 30-something engineers who were saying things like, oh, look at the cougars trying to do calculus, which was really annoying, you know. And then as we got into management courses, you realize, no, we're really smart at this because we've been doing this for a while. The bottom line is, you know, when I was at Stern Business School and you would talk to all these executive recruiters, to have them say right to my face and to the face of other people in their 50s, you know, you have a short runway. It will be very difficult for you to get a job. I mean, you know, to hear that. So like Susan, you know, there is a whole term for this that Citibank even uses when they look at women entrepreneurs, the reluctant entrepreneur. You know, some of us come to it because you realize, wow, I had entrepreneurial skills from my marketing career. And I thought, so what's to stop me from, you know, establishing my own business under management, which is what I did in the ad agency world all those years.
Their motto, not taking no for an answer, it became a motivation to start businesses by Liz DeMarco Weinman, who's in her 60s, Susan Price in her 50s. To both of you, very quick question before we go. Have you managed to exceed or reach your income goal in your business supplement, Susan Price?
No, it's always a, you know, an uphill battle, but it's really not about that for me because I do have a daytime job that is paying the bills, which gives me some flexibility. So this allows me to do this partly for that, you know, purist, I want to help people.
And Liz, being CEO of Dare Force, is that the highest paid job you had or just have had or the most satisfying?
It's very satisfying, but I also, like Susan, have a consulting practice under Weinman & Associates where I do actual strategy and marketing consulting. So that's what pays the bills. But like Susan, I do it because I really love it. And I started it, frankly, because I wanted to die with a lot of women friends.
Well, good luck to both of you, and thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Liz DeMarco Weinman started Dare Force Corporation, which helps women over 40 to start new careers. Susan Price went back to school for an MBA after being laid off in 2008. She works full-time, but has also started her own side business as a career coach. So did you notice Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan went up against an evil Russian in the movies over the weekend in Shadow Recruit? Russians making a comeback as bad guys? Who are some of your favorites? One of you in Kirkwood, Missouri, Jack Nicholson in The Shining. He's so believable as the character. Still fascinating to watch him become completely unraveled. Hey, honey, I'm home. Jack also did an overacted monster performance as the Joker in Batman, but could he out-overact Heath Ledger?
This is Matt Allen Doble from Berkeley, California. The best movie baddie is the Joker, played by Heath Ledger. He had all those crazy stories about how he got his facial scars.
You know, you remind me of my father. I hated my father.
Heath Ledger, thanks, Matt. Have your say at 8778MyTake or follow us on Twitter @TheTakeaway.